Hey guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. Listen, if you're new to trading, we've got an awesome free gift for you. Just go out to tradeway.com/steps and check it out. All right, today we're going to talk about one of the emotions that really messes with your trading. It can ruin your stock trades, and it's called fear. All of us have it. Now, we can look at a broader topic of entrepreneurial fear in general. Anytime you're trying to do your own business, you're going to have to learn how to control this because you cannot eliminate it. You just have to control it. But we have the most powerful thing in our corner to sustain us, more powerful than anything the world has to offer. So let's start out by reading a passage today. Let's discuss it a little bit. In Psalm chapter 3, starting with about verse 4, it says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. Arise, O Lord, and save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Now, we're going to talk about that in a minute because it really has something to do with spiritual warfare, and we want to ferret that out. But let me just read you another one that's really familiar. In 2 Timothy 1:7, it says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So it's kind of like the opposite of fear is power, love, and a sound mind, right? So that's what we want. That's what we need to be a good entrepreneur, to be successful in business, and certainly to be a successful stock trader. But I want you to think about this. God put the law of risk return in the universe. It's out there. You cannot eliminate it. You got to deal with it. You can't get around it. It's kind of like the law of gravity. It works on everybody. And so what does it mean? Let me sort of give you my definition for that. The amount of wealth that I have the potential to create for me and my family is directly proportional to the amount of educated risk that I'm willing to take. Now, that's a pretty good definition. You could put it in the negative, and it really is a little bit more pop. Think about this. If I am unwilling to take risk, God's law of risk return in the universe guarantees me that I will create zero wealth. Now, think about that. And yet, our society teaches us that risk is bad and security is what we need to seek, right? Go to college, get a degree, get a job, and then die. It's all about security. And yet, God says you cannot create wealth without risk. And let me clear something up here. You may be thinking, well, I don't like risk and I make a lot of money. Well, I'm not talking about making money. I'm talking about wealth creation here. And it's an interesting thing to ask, why do we at Tradeway have so many clients that come to us to learn how to trade in the market who are doctors, who are lawyers, who are engineers, even rocket scientists, right? But you don't have to be a rocket scientist to trade. But I mean, all of these kind of people come to us. It's because you cannot create wealth by trading hours for dollars, even if it's a lot of dollars per hour. Wealth creation happens by leverage, and the best leverage you can get is by learning to leverage your money on Wall Street through proper trading skill sets. And that's what we're going to teach at Tradeway. In fact, if you go out to tradeway.com/memberships and you check out Trader Pro, I promise you it's going to start at ground zero if you know nothing about trading. It starts there and takes you all the way through to advanced strategies. And by the time you get done with that, you're going to know the secrets that the guys on Wall Street know and how they make their money. And we're going to teach you to get the math on your side just like they do. Now, let's go back to this little problem of fear, because once you learn the skill sets, you still got to deal with your emotions, right? So let's take a look at some of the little secrets that God gives us in his word. 2 Timothy 1:7, remember, it says, For God has not given us a spirit of fear. So I think when fear rears its head, maybe late at night, and you're laying there with this raw entrepreneurial fear while you're trying to sleep and you can't sleep, maybe we need to consider the source of that. It's not God. God does not send fear by his Holy Spirit into our minds, into our lives. So what's the source? And the opposite of fear is power and love and a sound mind and good sleep. We'll see that in a minute. But I mean, it's just the opposite. So it's the enemy that's bringing the fear, and he knows how to use our body, our mind, and how we are, our emotions, against us. So we're not going to eliminate that, but we need to learn how to control it and how to manage it. Now, we know that God says love has no fear. So the starting place for me is to understand and always remember how much the Lord loves me as an individual. And you do the same for yourself. All of us should feel like we're his favorite child, I think. And God has the ability to do that, doesn't he? Because he's infinite. He can love all of us with infinite love as if we're his only favorite child. So that's how much he loves us. And Jesus Christ told us that the love that God had for him is the same love that he loves us with, at the same level, the same amount. It's just an amazing thing to contemplate. So when we understand that God loves us that much and that we are joint heirs with Christ, so we actually own everything in the universe anyway, that thought in itself can remove the fear. And it can give us a spirit of power. Because think about it, if you own everything anyway, you're pretty powerful. You just need to access that power. And a sound mind, which means we don't let fear eat away at our thinking to the point where we just cower away and make bad decisions. Now let's look at the passage in Psalm 3, starting with about verse 4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. So there's the starting place, is prayer, right? Crying out to the Lord with our voice is just talking about we need to enhance our prayer lives. And the second part of verse 4 says, he heard me. So we need to understand that when we pray, God actually does hear us. He's listening all the time, and he hears us and responds to our prayers. Now, there's a story in Daniel chapter 10 that you'll remember. It's a story about when Daniel prayed, obviously over something really needful in his life, that it seemed like the prayer was delayed because for 3 weeks he didn't get an answer for it. Until when he got an answer, an angel actually appeared to him. Not only did he tell him that his prayer had been heard instantly and that the answer is there for him, he told him the reason it was seemingly delayed, right? Because he was doing battle with the prince of Persia, a demonic force, a demon actually, over the whole nation of Persia. That's kind of interesting to think about, that there is invisible spiritual warfare all around us going on even today. But the point is, the instant that Daniel prayed, God heard his prayer and sent the answer to the prayer. And it seemed delayed on Daniel's timetable, but it was right on time from God's viewpoint. So we need to always remember that. I think a lot of times God's answered prayers are going to seem late to us, but we're not God, are we? His timing is perfect. And we just need to trust that part. But I love it here where when the angel shows up in verse 19, he says, O man greatly beloved. Now remember, we talked about there is no fear in love. We need to remember how loved we are. And he says, O man greatly beloved, fear not. So he tells him the biggest problem you have is this emotion of fear, which you have because you thought the prayer didn't get answered, but the prayer was answered instantly. You just didn't see it yet. So trust God. Trust God's love for you and don't be afraid. And then he says, peace be unto you. So there's the opposite of fear, right? Peace. Have peace, not fear. Be strong. Yea, be strong. He tells him that twice. And isn't it interesting that the passage in 2 Timothy verse 1 says that he doesn't give us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I mean, it's the same thing going on here. Fear not, have peace, be strong. Be strong. He says it twice. So, you know, one of the greatest things we need as an entrepreneur, we need self-confidence. We need to be confident and strong. We need to be able to face up against spiritual warfare. I mean, we've got three enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And like David said, I mean, his enemies were real people that fought him with, you know, with swords and spears and arrows. And he said, my enemies are many and they hate me with cruel hatred. Our enemies are threefold, the world, the flesh, and the devil, and they hate us with cruel hatred as well. So we've got to have power and armor against this. And this is what happens when we start out with prayer. All of a sudden, rather than fear, it's replaced with strength. And that's really important if we're an entrepreneur, don't you think? Well, let me end today with this example that's really familiar to you. Do you remember a story that you probably heard in Sunday school as a kid where the disciples were on a boat going across the Sea of Galilee and a huge storm picks up and they had left without Jesus. He wasn't with them and they thought they were going to die. And all of a sudden they look out in the waves and they see what they thought was a ghost, right? They were afraid, you know, of this thing they're seeing coming. And as he gets closer, it's Jesus and he's walking on the water and he says, "Don't be afraid. It is I, it's Jesus." And if you remember, Peter, who's always famous for being boisterous, but also talkative and sometimes talking before he thinks, right? He says, "Well, Lord, let me come out on the water to you if it be thee." Well, that "if" is a little bit of doubt, isn't it? But at the same time, he was gung-ho. So Jesus said, "If you have faith, come to me." So Peter literally steps out of the boat onto the water and walks by faith to Jesus Christ. But then before he gets there, he looks down and looks at the water. And what happens? He's full of fear, isn't he? And the faith just goes out the window because it's been replaced by this powerful negative emotion called fear. And he sinks. He begins to sink into the water. And Jesus reaches his hand down and grabs Peter's hand. And as soon as Peter took Jesus's hand and looked back in his eyes, he was walking on the water again. And they both walked on the water and got back in the boat. Now, it's a real story of what actually happened to a real man named Peter because he trusted Jesus Christ. And I think one of the most important pictures here is that when he reached out and held his hand, that picture's faith, he was able to walk on water. In other words, he could accomplish things that most people think they cannot accomplish. Even things that Peter didn't think he could accomplish, he could do with Jesus Christ. Didn't Jesus say, "Without me, you can do nothing"? And so many places in the New Testament, it's got this little Greek prefix, soon, and it means that whatever the next word is, it means you're doing it together with that person. So many things that we think we can do on our own, in the Greek New Testament, it actually says soon Jesus or soon Jesus Christ. In other words, you have to do it with Christ, not on your own. You do it together with him. That's why I like to say Jesus started the first family business. I mean, it's him, it's his father, and it's us, his children, and we all work together. And as long as we're holding his hand and walking with him and working with him, fear goes out the window and it's replaced by peace and strength and love, and we can walk that way. Now, if you go back to Psalm 3, remember that it says, "I cried unto the Lord." In other words, I prayed and he heard me. So he hears our prayers instantly. The very next thing it says in verse 5 is, "I laid me down and slept." Do you know the hardest thing to do when you're stricken with entrepreneurial fear is to go to sleep at night? You just can't go to sleep. You're just laying there in cold sweat. But when you have the Lord with you and you're trusting him and you remember how much he loves you and you're praying, then it says, "I laid me down and slept." And then it says, "I awakened the next morning and the Lord sustained me," as he always will, by the way. And then he adds this spiritual warfare information in verse 6. He says, "I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people." That means enemies that have set themselves against me round about. I don't have to be afraid of the world, the flesh, the devil, the world meaning the world system that's bent towards making people of God fail and not create wealth and all that. They don't want us to create wealth. I don't have to be afraid of any of that when I'm walking hand in hand with the Lord. And it ends with this: "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all my enemies upon the cheek." Now, not only does God just hear our prayers and answer them and go with us and help us, he literally attacks our enemies and crushes them before us. Now, think about that. It'll really help you when you're dealing with fear. Now, so this is another Sunday school story you'll remember from childhood where the disciples had spent all night fishing and had no luck. Now, you have to understand, John owned a fishing business and had employees, and all these guys were fishermen, and it was their business. So they're having entrepreneurial fear because they can't pay their taxes or they can't feed their families if they don't catch fish, and they're catching nothing. So put yourself in their place. If you're a fisherman and that's how you take care of your family, and you've spent all night fishing and had no luck at all and caught nothing, how does that make you feel? You now are gripped by entrepreneurial fear. So now remember how the story ends. Jesus shows up and he says, "Cast your net on the other side," and they obey him. And all of a sudden their boat is almost sunk by the number of fish that they caught. So what do we learn from this? Number one, we can't do business on our own. We have to walk with the Lord. We do everything together with him. Number two, it's his business, not our business to begin with. We're working together with him, not vice versa. And when you stop focusing on fear and you just put your hand in the Lord's hand and you fish with him, so to speak, you're going to be blessed with abundance, just like they were. So we see from these scriptures, when we have fear, if we just begin to pray, he instantly hears us. We can sleep well. We have protection from spiritual warfare attacks on our business and on our families. And one thing that's really interesting to remember and to notice in this passage in Psalm 3, it says, "Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies on the cheek." You know what? They're smitten already. And we're sitting here fearful. God's already taken care of it. We just need to trust him. And then we don't want to forget our fishing example. It's not our business. It's God's business. And he fishes with us. And when he does that, the boat's full to almost sinking. And so that pictures the creation of not just money or income or having enough to live on month to month. That pictures abundance and wealth, where we have enough to lay aside for our children and our children's children. And you know what the most fun part is? They can be part of your fishing squad. You can teach them the skill sets and they can work together with you in your family business. That's one of the greatest joys in my life, is all five of my grown children work together with me and Charlotte in our family businesses. And boy, you get to see your grandbabies every day for one thing, but it's just so great working side by side with your grown children. And now they're helping us create wealth that can be laid aside for their children and grandchildren. So it's a great thing. And I'll tell you what, learning investing and trading skill sets is one of the greatest types of business you can enter. It is the best quadrant of the cash flow quadrant. And we're here to help you. We're here to hold your hand all the way. So listen, let me mention this. When you're thinking about learning to trade, fear might hit you right there. Say, "Well, I don't think I can do that. You got to be a rocket scientist. You got to be whatever." That's not true. It's just skill sets. But think about this too. With our membership Trader Pro, you're not just getting skill sets. You're going to have coaching. You're going to have mentors. You're going to be able to go out and do live trading together with other students and with coaches in real time while the market's open. And the staff at Tradeway are Christian brothers and sisters, and it's like being part of a big family. So we're going to hold your hand and love on you, and that in itself can eliminate a lot of the fear. So just check out our Trader Pro membership at tradeway.com/memberships. So guys, if you enjoyed this podcast, would you rate and review it so people that have similar interests can find it? And I hope you have a great day. We'll see you next time.